going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Pitch, he's like, get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a weekend is bad here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. And Jones, we were excited to add a new feature within a feature... this year, this baseball season, in the grab bag, we were going to do the Hogdale Call the Game. If you don't know Hogdale at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
The
guy's an electric factory.
Educate yourself.
He does the games on Twitch. It's definitely copyright friendly. Don't worry. Don't even look into that. But he does the games. He sounds like this.
Story rips this one left field high and deep. This is going to carry all the way out. Holy sh**.
He's aggressive, right? So he works a little blue, but that's part of the reason why we like him.
Uh-huh.
Problem is... Sox at the beginning of the week were on a losing streak. We weren't getting any Hogdale calls, so we were a little upset about it. I'll go Pepio. Why wouldn't you? This is one thing that you have to do. Yeah. Now, please bet responsibly, but I would go every single game with this.
I got to be honest.
For a month.
Wouldn't really bet responsibly with this one. I just go
aggressively?
I'd go Hogdale on this.
Hogdale on this?
Yeah.
Oh, we probably don't have a Hogdale call. Anyway.
The Campbell home run, maybe?
Did he call that? He might quit.
They might
kill Hogdale. Red Sox need to turn this thing around, or Hogdale is going to be done.
Our precious Hogdale is not going to last much
longer.
Don't
you do this to Hogdale. Hogdale has to start doing Dodger games so you get excited again. I don't want sad Hogdale calls of the day.
No, well.
That'd be dead.
Well.
Maybe we do.
We get emo Hogdale on a losing streak.
Poor
just
fella.
So sad.
The guy's just starved for wins.
I know.
He had a good call the other day, though. So hopefully this White Sox series, the bats get hot, and it's just Hogdale calls all over the place. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I know Nick
is. Hanging a pop-up.
Yeah, Nick is all in on the dad strength of Bregman this weekend whenever he comes back. So
are you going Bregman, dog,
maybe we get
on Friday?
It's not on the board today, but if it's on there, eventually I will.
Okay.
Dad strength.
Dad strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I would get dad strength. I don't think
I went the other way.
Weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just saying something. I got even weaker somehow. Yeah,
A good would you rather this week with the draft coming up.
If you're going to be a first round pick, would you rather attend the draft or stay at home?
Easy.
I mean,
I'm going to the draft.
What?
Yeah.
You are?
You're not?
Oh, I'm a stay at home guy.
Why?
I would never leave the house if I didn't have to.
I mean, in most cases, I agree with that, but I don't have to do this every year.
You do draft party. Do draft party at the house. You have to leave.
You don't get to wear a suit.
And then that way, like, you know you're going in the first round, but you don't know if you're going 1, 2, 5, or 25.
But hang on, Keith. You also love free food. I imagine you
should. They'll cater it. We're about to be a first-round pick, for God's sake.
So you're going
to... Rich is going to have to pay for the food if he's having a party for his draft?
Yeah,
everybody's
no.
He's going to bring something.
People will be, potluck.
You're doing a potluck draft party?
Hell yeah.
No.
You bring the beers.
You show up, you ravage the free
food. You bring
food
the beers.
On draft night.
Draft day is too stuffy. I don't want to sit there in a suit or any kind of clothes with pants.
Sweatpants.
No. I'm wearing sweatpants.
I think you can wear sweatpants.
You'd be
no
the first. That's what Jones would be known for.
Yeah.
They'd be showing the clip 10
the
years,
guy wearing
15
the
years
sweatpants
later.
Remember
the guy that
the
wore
draft?
The sweatsuit there?
So
the grayest of sweatpants.
I still maintain, I think your crew at your table at the draft actually would be better than at a draft party.
Yeah.
Because at a draft party, now your wife's inviting people, and there's family, and there's friends, and there's friends of friends, and there's hangers-on, and there's all this.
No,
like,
that's a good point. I guess you have to control that invite list a little bit.
And I have no say in that.
No, you
don't. I'd have zero say in that.
No, I guess that's a fair point. All right, it was also a huge week for women, as a whole bunch of women were blasted into outer space, and really, they're all heroes. And so we were discussing a little bit of the Blue
Origins.
Strong.
They're strong, beautiful women, is what they are.
Katy Perry is now an astronaut. Yes. All right, so there's been some new information.
Hang on. First of all, haven't we done this, space or deep ocean?
Yeah, but this is specific. This isn't like...
I already answered space.
No. Okay. But this isn't the moon.
Real random baseball player situation going on
No,
here.
It's not. This is topical to what's going on in the world today.
I already answered space.
So, but let me throw this at you. It's not like a trip around space like you're on the moon or you get to be the first person on the moon.
This I see is, what you're saying. I'm going you go to up low...
Like, yeah, for Katy Perry, with Katy Perry for 4 minutes. Oh. Well, hey.
Hey.
What do I do with the other 3.5 minutes? No, but so... This
sick brag, bro.
Honestly, nice. No one would ever hear the end of it. 4 minutes.
I would have a lot to say.
My wife would be impressed.
She'd write songs about it. How do you think the history books are going to look at this week for women specifically?
Yeah, they're brave, strong women, I think.
They were all up in the sky.
Yeah.
They had a nice time. I thought we were also going to get into there's a Keefspiracy out there.
Oh, is that
this was faked.
Yeah.
Because they opened the door when they landed, and then they immediately shut from the inside.
The brave, strong women opened it from the inside, and then another woman ran over.
Somebody ran over the door, and then Jeff Bezos came walking out with some sort of instrument to open the door, to which they were like, now they're here. They're kissing the ground and whatnot.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
We had Field Yates on the show, draft expert Field Yates.
Good get.
From ESPN, and asking him about the Patriots draft.
Best case scenario would probably be one of Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter falling to 4. And they're really picking 3, right? So it's really because the Titans can't more, that's done. And the Patriots obviously would not be in a quarterback market. I guess the only other, I've in my own brain kind of landed on the Patriots taking one of Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Will Campbell. That's where I have landed. It's not that I have their draft board. I'm just using my own sort of instincts and the positional need and where I have these players rated. So the number of outcomes I've considered is pretty low. It's 2 kind of. So I guess by default, that makes worst case scenario not one of those guys being available. But you know, Will Campbell's the 5th player on my board. Like I don't feel like this is some, you know, catastrophic that would be some sort of catastrophic event or reality for the Patriots if that's how things fall. Like it's a huge need for the Patriots, and I think it's a darn good player. So you know, the worst case scenario, I think, is probably, you know, winning that game in week 18 where you're in this setup just in the first place, right? But, you know, that's long behind us. And I don't think that within the construct of where they are and what I think is likely to happen, there's some terrible outcome here.
How about that? He's saying pretty good. Things are going to be good for the Pats no matter
what. He's happy with their landing spot, unlike, I think most of us out there don't really like where the Patriots are picking, but he thinks it's an okay spot.
And lastly, in our week in review, yesterday during the crossover, we had both Hart and Fitzy in studio, and Fitzy was talking about his experience with his 2 sons seeing the number one movie in the world right now, Minecraft movie.
By far.
Is taking over the world, and Fitzy had a chance to see it with his own eyes.
I'll do 35 minutes on why you shouldn't see a Minecraft movie.
No good, huh? Did the kids go crazy with what is it?
Chicken jockeys? I got to just say real quick.
Chicken jockeys.
I had so much fun with my 7-year-old, my 12-year-old, and his best friend watching it. But the kids go crazy, shout stuff out, Flint and Steel, Chicken Jockey. They're yelling whole movie. Yeah. It's a Rocky Horror Picture Show. At the end of the movie, when Jason Momoa and the chicken jockey and the little Frankenstein all wrestle, a couple of high school kids behind me, maybe aged your son's age. It wasn't your son, though. I can verify. Stood up. Threw a bucket of popcorn across the movie theater and a real dead chicken foot.
Oh. Whoa, I love it. It's like you're going to like a hockey game and they're throwing squid.
That's like a hex. I think you have a curse on you now.
Yeah, exactly. No, people say this is like a wild time now. They love it. It's made like $300 million worldwide already.
If I get hit with a real chicken foot, I'd be pissed. Little popcorn, okay.
Kind of gross. Andy, what if you get paid $10 an hour to clean movie theaters like I used to, and you have to get literally have salmonella foot right there?
Do the chickens have large talons?
Damn kids.
Okay.
That sounds fun. So there is the other side of that. Fitzy brings up a good point.
Okay.
These poor guys have got to clean up the theater after these guys go wild.
Okay, so would I want to do that if I worked in a theater?
No.
But I also don't want to do anything when I'm a high schooler working and just trying to make $10 an hour.
It's a yin and a yang, though, because this movie is saving movies.
In business.
People are showing up.
So, like, chicken feet, that's too far. Throwing some popcorn around to get actual literal asses in the seats.
People are bringing live chickens.
People showing up.
Oh. People are bringing live chickens and letting them loose in the
like people riding each other's shoulders with throwing chickens in the air.
They're throwing real chickens around.
But, like, you know, some 15-year-old has to go vacuum the movie theater to get actual business in there. That's probably a win-win.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Although with egg prices today, I'd take one of those chickens home. Get a little pen for them outside. I got myself a dozen eggs.
And I think right out of the hen.
Fights over live chickens at the Minecraft movie.
Right out of the hen, I think, is a better egg.
100% it is.
Much richer, tastier egg.
Mine would be,
from what I've heard.
Mine would be free range. They would be getting their outdoor space.
Yep.
They would be eating grass and whatever else they want to eat.
Don't you have a bunch of measles and stuff around there?
Yeah, the ermines. I had ermines. Your ermines would probably take them down.
Yeah.
My dog would take one down.
Giant beehive.
My dog would be like, I don't know.
You can keep the chickens in my house. It'll be fine with my dog.
Yeah,
that's fine. You don't have to worry about him.
He's a vegetarian.
He could pick up the eggs safely.
Yes, he could.
Carries over the egg.
He's going to be great at Easter.
Doesn't even break the shell.
Just got to gum the egg. Bring
oh,
it
my God, your dog's got into the egg. Fine.
It's fine.
A toothless, fine.
He's actually great at this.
He's very gentle.
This is his thing. All right, there you go. There's our week in review here on this fine week.
What a week it was.
Mm-hmm.
Every week here on Jones and Keefe, 12:45 on a Friday. All right, you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number for Jones and Keefe, and stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.